Most people think of asthma as a city kid problem, but it turns out rural kids are just as likely to have asthma. And the children of the people who grow our food are especially vulnerable. Now, researchers at the University of Washington and the Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic are working on a new approach to solving the problem. EarthFix reporter Eilish O'Neill headed to Central Washington's Yakima Valley to find out more.
Patricia Marin lives with her husband Javier and their three kids on a dusty road in Wapato, Washington. Patricia and Javier have worked picking fruit and pruning trees in the Yakima Valley's orchards for decades. Patricia still remembers a day about 9 years ago when her daughter Azul was a baby. Azul started coughing and couldn't stop. Her breathing was ragged. Patricia brought her to the emergency room. Patricia says the hospital got Azul's symptoms under control, but then, a week later, she stopped being able to breathe again, and they had to go back to the ER. It was a cycle. Patricia says by the time Azul was five, she lived in the emergency room.
When there's a lot of dust around me, that's when I feel like coughing, when I can't really cough right. I feel like my ear goes away sometimes.
Azul missed a lot of school, and her mom missed a lot of work. Patricia says she stopped working because the dust and chemicals on her clothing would trigger her daughter's asthma. Uncontrolled asthma often has to do with poverty and poor housing conditions. Pediatrician and asthma expert Catherine Carr, with the University of Washington, says both of those are common in places like this.
Hospitalization rates for asthma are higher in Yakima County than other places in the state. Morbidity is higher.
Carr says farmworker families are exposed to a lot of air pollutants that can trigger asthma attacks. Dust, pesticides, smoke from wildfires and agricultural burning, and ammonia from dairy farms.
We were interested in understanding asthma in this context in a rural agricultural community, which has not been a focus of most asthma studies, which take place in cities and in highly industrialized settings with lots of traffic.
So Carr worked with the Yakima Valley Farm Workers Clinic to design a study to try to figure out how best to address the problem of uncontrolled asthma in farm worker communities.
The main goal of this study is to see if these air purifiers will decrease asthma symptoms.
Adriana Perez is a community health worker at the Farm Workers Clinic. She visits families to teach them how to keep asthma under control and to monitor how their kids are doing. Half the families in the study also get air filters to reduce the pollutants in their homes.
If it does work, providers could do a prescription for air purifiers.
That way, insurance would pay for them. Hola. Today, Perez is visiting Patricia and Azul, getting Azul to breathe into a machine that tests her lung capacity.
First put it in your mouth, now start blowing air. More, less, perfect, right there, you want it right there. Keep going. Good job.
Azul is 10 now. She says no matter how bad her asthma gets, she hates going to the emergency room.
I would always be scared because they would always poke me in the nose right here with the, I don't know what it was called.
When people are having a severe asthma attack, doctors sometimes put an oxygen tube in their nose or throat.
And that's why I would never like going no more.
Azul's asthma is much better these days. Her biggest problem now is that she doesn't like taking her meds. Her mom asked Adriana Perez, with the Farm Workers Clinic, to talk to her about it.
You need to be taking this one every day. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks to check if you're using it. Is that okay?
Since the clinic started helping, Patricia has been able to go back to work. But she still worries.
Me quedó ese trauma.
Patricia says she's been left with the trauma of having seen her daughter unable to breathe.
A veces me levanto en noche.
Patricia says when her daughter coughs or gets up at night, or even sometimes when she doesn't move at all, she goes to check on her. She's scared that at any moment, her daughter could stop breathing. As for Azul, her goal is to have her asthma under control by middle school so she can play soccer on a team. In the Yakima Valley, I'm Eilish O'Neill.